I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome into the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Every once in a while, I got to call an audible and just kind of take the snap and go, right? Hey, can you turn Matt's mic on, please? Thanks. Welcome into the studio. My special guest and co-host, he is with Advanced Window and Door Solutions, Matt Gesvin. Hey, you know what next Sunday is?
No.
St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, laddie. Gosh, I should know.
Come on.
With this Irish blood coursing through my veins, laddie, I should know that.
You didn't know that? Hey,
it's
man.
It's terrible. Actually, we just scheduled the corned beef and cabbage next Thursday at the office. It's going to be so.
You know what? Maybe I'll stop by.
Yeah.
I'm hoping not to be able to.
Right. I hope you won't be able to either.
Because that means that I'm up in Madison. Hey, just so you know, I'm gonna be a little up. I thought I was gonna be the only guy off today. You know, kind of like mentally off, but obviously our producer's a little off today as well because he wasn't sure which button he was hitting, and he's done this. He's really good at it.
Because I'm nervous for your team, Mike. You were showing me the game tape at 5 a.m. I'm concerned too.
It was 4:45. We're breaking film down.
Everybody's
together.
Got their game face on today,
right? He drove in from Sun Prairie to help me break down this 1-3-1 that Beloit Turner runs. It's awesome. Yeah, that's awesome. Man, I'm telling you, yeah, big game today, 7 p.m. Do you know where Evansville, Wisconsin is?
No, near Madison area.
Yeah, we're playing tonight, 7 o'clock in Evansville against Beloit Turner.
They got a big enough place to hold you.
They really don't, to be honest with you. And yeah, and just if you're a sports guy, you know the WIA, sometimes you just kind of scratch your head sometimes.
Right.
Elkhorn opened up. Elkhorn was supposed to host a game tonight at 7 o'clock, but their team won. Elkhorn got a big upset, beat Wistosa Central. You can't be a home team. You can't host a home sectional final or sectional semifinal. Elkhorn, right in between Beloit and Greendale Martin Luther.
Yeah.
Elkhorn said, hey, we're ready to go. We'll take the game. 3,400 seats, right? Where we're going is 1,800. So it's bigger. Great.
Wow.
WIA said no. So they're going to make us travel an hour and 40 minutes to get there. Beloit, it's got about a 20-minute ride.
It's part of the journey. This is part of
this is the
hardship that's going to make you guys dig deep and get it. This is all part of the story.
Matt, I've won some state championships, and I don't remember the games at the Kohl Center hardly at all. What I remember is the journey, and you're right.
It is part of
the journey. Yeah, it should be good.
Cool. I'm excited for you guys.
Thanks. Yeah, so we're talking Nary, right? Because I'm a little bit during the break. If you see me run to my desk, means I just got to break down a little more film and see how they run that 1-3-1 that they're going to run tonight. Hey,
you got this, coach.
I hope so. I really wish I could have gotten some sleep last night. That would have been very helpful. Hey, coming up with Nary Tour of Model Homes, one of my favorite events. And it's May 17th, 18th, 19th. And I know it seems like it's a while ago. It's a while from here, but it's really, it's not.
It's right around the corner. I mean, time is flying.
It's flying.
Hopefully next week we'll see some green grass even under this white stuff. So
well, let's hope. And hopefully I can run the gas out of my snowblower and be done with it. The Aurora Cancer Care Home Fundraiser is May 17th, and then the Tour of Model Homes May 18th and 19th. And it's just a cool event. I like it. Do you get involved with it? Do you go around to houses and stuff?
We do, you know, and it's just a great event to see. You know, and I saw this at the home improvement show that we just had a couple weeks ago at State Fair Park. That was just a huge success. That tactile, hands-on experience, nothing beats it. And to go to see things online, it's great to get some ideas, to go to House, to go to Pinterest, to get some great ideas. But nothing beats actually walking in a space and seeing how some of these cool ideas are actually applied. And you really get the best ideas for your own home that way, and it just seems time and time again. And And also on top of that, then you really get to, it's almost a great job interview for some of these awesome Nary contractors. You really get the idea of what, you know, their craftsmanship levels are, what they're about. It's really a showcase for them as well that you don't get to see at the home improvement shows. You know, it's not just a booth. It's real life homes.
You know, it's interesting. When the first time my wife and I went through, I thought, okay, this would be kind of cool, right? We'll walk into somebody's house, and it's very intimate.
Right.
You walk in, and they've redone their kitchen.
Right.
And we walked into a couple of them, and the third one we walked in, the people that own the house are still there.
Mm-hmm.
And they were there to answer any questions. So you want to talk about an endorsement for the company that had just done the work? It was incredible.
It's really cool. It is really cool, and that's what a better way to get a reference on somebody and what their experience was with a builder, and especially a great Nary contractor. It can be a ringing endorsement for it. And generally, yeah, a contractor's going to put out their best work and a happy customer and all that. But like you said, to have the homeowner there, not only are they so happy with the job that they open their house up to strangers,
right,
and show the work, but it just shows what a great experience they've had.
Do you know one of the coolest parts about that is I was asking the homeowner a couple of questions, and they had this little area off in the kitchen that they wanted to have like a table and some chairs because they had some kids. And the contractor was talking to the homeowner about what kind of table do you want, and she said, you know, I'm not quite sure, and they were in the basement. And he said, what are you going to do with those old wood storm doors? The lady said, we're going to throw them away. He said, oh, no, it's that's perfect. Can I have one of them for that table? And she goes, I don't know where you're going with this. He said, can I have that? I want to take it with me, and that's a perfect table. And she said, okay, why don't you show me? I'm not going to commit to anything. He said, okay. He took the table in the basement, did the work, brought it up, and it was phenomenal.
Wow.
Yeah, it was
That's amazing.
And so that saved them some money on going to buy a table because he did the work, and it didn't take them all that long. And she said, look at this, how beautiful this is. So it was this guy's way of just looking around the basement going, hold on, we don't have to go buy anything.
Right.
I can. That's a great piece of wood right there.
That's really awesome when you can, recycling, reducing, reusing is really cool. But when you have a piece like that, it's really neat. It's those old warehouse carts that have the big wheel in the middle, the two big wheels and kind of pivots on the end, and you see them in old warehouses. I was at a newer furniture store, and I saw a replication of one of those that they're selling those for coffee tables.
Are they really?
And I just thought, wow, that's so cool that somebody obviously took an old one and
made
used it. And it was so popular that these furniture companies reproduced them. I thought, how cool is that?
So once it gets a little bit closer, you can certainly go to narymilwaukee.org to get the tour map and the resource guide and the homes on the tour. The research guide you're actually going to be able to pick up at the different stops. But you'll, what will happen is once that tour map is done, you're going to want to, it's a two-day event, to actually go to the Tour of Model Homes, the 18th and 19th of May, but you're going to want to map out your days.
Right.
Because if you're going to want to get to three quarters of these, and I would highly recommend that, you're going to want to map it out so time-wise you can do it. The May 17th event, which is our soiree, and maybe we'll just call it a party today.
A party.
Right? Yeah, there you go. It's the Aurora Cancer Care House fundraiser. And the last 2 years have been incredible.
We'll
and
the call fact it a Donnybrook.
There you go. There you go. The Donnybrook of the Aurora Cancer Care fundraiser. But the key to this thing is we raise a tremendous amount of money for the Aurora Cancer Care House. And, you know, there's some personal reasons that this was started. With some Nary members and specifically one Nary member, and that's kind of how it all started, to raise money and to have that kind of soiree or Donnybrook or whatever we want to call it the night before the Tour of Model Homes. But you get a chance to raise some money for a great cause and see the best project from the year before. It just is. And whoever wins that award gets a chance to host this if they
right.
would like. And 2 years in a row, the people said, yeah, come on.
What a neat event that turned out to be. You know, like you said, there's some personal connections
yep.
at first, and that really kind of got the idea rolling. But then year after year, and the involvement has just grown, and the participation, and what we can actually, the foundation and what we actually give back is just phenomenal. It's great to see that. And it really shows what kind of a community NERI contractors really are, and
no
people
doubt.
Involved with that, and how deep these people go. They're not just contractors, but they're committed to the community and the people around them, and it's just special.
100%. I agree with that. That's one of the things, you know, I've been doing this show now for a long time. That's one of the things that jumped off the page at me is right. when there is something happening in the community that NERI members can rally and get behind,
right.
or something like this where one member comes and says, hey, look, my dad's struggling, and here's what's going on, and I want to raise some money for this. Everybody said, done. Let's
right.
let's do it. What's the best way to do it? That first year, J&J Contractors won.
Right.
And their show home, the one that they had the party at,
right.
was unbelievable.
Right.
Jason, owner of J&J Contractors,
right.
is a very good bags player. You know, he plays cornhole really
cornhole,
well.
Bags, yep.
Yeah, and so in the back of where this project, the one they had, you know, the bags thing set up, and I said, hey, I'll tell you what. I played like three times, and once was against him, and he just smoked me. And I said, I'll bet you $100. $100 goes right to the fundraiser here. If I beat you, you give 100. If you beat me, and he said, done.
Right.
It was to 21. I was up 17-2 and lost.
Wow.
Because he wasn't paying attention. He was talking and chatting. I get up 17-2, and all of a sudden he gets focused, and
I better
whooped.
Turn it on. I
yeah.
can't lose.
And you know what he
McGivern.
Did? I gave the 100. He took his wallet out, and he gave the 100, too.
That's awesome.
That and I saw that all night long with these NERI members.
It's just, it's incredible. It's incredible what a NERI member it all means to be. But once they become part of NERI, how it's, I've seen people grow, and not only in their education as contractors, but how they are as people and what they give. And it's just, it's phenomenal to be a part of.
It is. So again, Tour of Remodel Homes, May 18th and 19th. And once we get a little bit closer, go to NERIMilwaukee.org to pick up the homes on the tour, to get information to the tour map. And again, that fundraiser, the Aurora Cancer Care House fundraiser, May 17th. You want to get involved with that? Information will be up on the website. Let's get to a break. Other side of the break, we'll continue our conversation. Special in-studio guest and co-host, two hats today.
Yep.
Matt Gesvin, Advanced Window and Door Solutions. This is the NERI Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the NERI Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. You know, we're started talking some bumper music. Maybe we should just do all Irish stuff coming up.
I was thinking about it, but yeah. I don't know if we should break the seal yet.
Yeah, no, we're going to break it because you're not in next week.
We
so.
Kind of had the funky the funk going on this morning.
We're going to get away from that next segment. You know, the reason I keep bringing this up is if you didn't know this, Matt Gesvin, again, Advanced Window and Door Solutions. You thought you were what?
Next. So I thought I was a bit Transylvanian with a little hint of French and some Cherokee in there, and my mom got one of the DNA tests, and it turns out she's 40% Irish, no French, no Cherokee, and
you know,
yeah. So I'm a lot more Irish than I ever gave myself credit for.
You know,
so.
And I got along with you the first time I met you, and I couldn't figure out why.
And then
there it is.
And then I found out like a week before the big Conor McGregor fight, and then I came in here the morning of,
yeah.
And it went on from there, laddie.
Yeah, it's gone on from there. But I'm a little upset you didn't know next Sunday was St. Patrick's Day, but that's
okay.
Yeah,
well, you know.
As you grow in your Irish heritage,
yeah,
you'll start realizing.
I'll just start feeling that better.
Start feeling the 17th coming, and that's good. Hey, let's talk a little bit, if we can, about Advanced Window and Door Solutions. How long you been there?
So I've been there. This is my 10th year. This is our 12th year in business. We're part of the Sprinkman family of companies, though, and are actually are in our fifth generation of ownership, and we've been in business since the 1870s.
My goodness.
It's just unbelievable. We're you know, with a lot of companies that are newer, and Advanced Window and Door Solutions is one of the newer companies of the Sprinkman family. It's just unbelievable. Our big industry, one of the big things we do is cold storage buildings nationwide and custom installation. So with the cheese producers in town and the breweries and everything, that's why Milwaukee was kind of a big area for the Sprinkmans, and they've really spawned out. But we're very, very lucky. They're just incredible people to work for, and they really help us run Advanced Window and Doors just to be a great supplier.
Hey, let's talk a little bit about what you guys do. And so if you're a consumer and you're working with a contractor, that you guys come together to see you guys at Advanced Window Doors, right?
Yeah, we do things a little different, right? We don't sell directly to consumers. We work with your contractors, your builders, remodelers, window replacement contractors. We also, if you need somebody, you can come into the showroom and see products. We definitely have people we recommend, depending on what your project is, you know, and we can really help you select not only the right product, but the right contractor. It's really important.
Look, if I've learned anything from this show, I've learned, I guess, a number of things. But one, in the window world, you can buy the most expensive window on the market, and if it's not installed properly, it's about a $4 window.
Right. Installation is key, you know. And we have a wide variety of windows. So we have a $150 really builder's grade vinyl all the way up to Marvin's Ultimate, which can get up to, you know, $800-$900 for the same size window, depending on all the options you have. And we have everywhere in between. And that's why I really call ourselves Advanced Window and Door Solutions, because we don't really push you into the window we want to sell. We try to find out what's right for your job and what's right for your project.
And certainly everybody's a different place in their home.
Right.
If you're looking to sell your home, and you need to be able to tell people, look, we just put in new windows. That's a different window than if you're going to stay in your house for another 30 years.
Right. And we always ask that, like, what's your plan with the home? What do you do? And, you know, Mike, I've had a new twist on that. And I've always said to people, you know, what is your plan with the home? Hey, if you're going to be there, you know, for a couple years and you're moving on, You know, maybe you want to put those vinyl windows in there, spend a little less money. And I really consider myself a person of integrity. And sure. I've said that how many times that we've been in here, I've said that same thing. And I had a customer look at me and he said, well, if they're cheap windows, how would I feel good about passing this house on to somebody? I want to put good windows in so the next homeowner has them, even though I'm selling in 2 years. And he looked at me and he said, don't you have integrity? And I said, well, and I kind of swallowed hard, and I said, well, boy, I thought I did. I said, you know, I never thought about it that way. And I said, not that we're selling a garbage window or anything like that. It's still, you know, a good window. Yeah. But he said, you know, if there's something I can do for a little better and installation is the same, he said, I want to pass along a better window to the next person that owns the house. And I thought, wow, that good, is great.
Good. Whoever yeah. that is, good for him.
Right, exactly.
You know, and look, the other part on that is if you do put in some really good windows, your price of that house you might be able to ask a little bit more, especially if you're right. able to bring out the paperwork and say, hey, look, just so you know, these are the windows that you're going to get.
Right.
When you buy this house,
right.
these are the windows that you're going to get. Hey, that showroom that you guys have.
Right.
And I've been online. I've not been in the showroom, but, you know, maybe I'll come.
We got to get you over there
maybe
someday.
Maybe Thursday for that corned beef. And
yeah.
Again, hopefully I can't get there.
Right.
It is a showroom that you set an appointment to come in, and there's a lot of different options that you and your contractor can look at.
Yeah, we have the most extensive showroom in southeastern Wisconsin right now, and we have, of course, we sell different lines of windows. We're Marvin dealers, and Marvin has a few lines of windows, but they have some really neat multi-slide doors, these doors that the panels stack on top of each other and they can slide to one side and give a huge opening or slide into a pocket in a wall and then have retractable screens. We have those in our showroom.
Wow.
The big bifolding doors that open up and fold out to one side and have a sliding screen. We have all that stuff there. So we have, not only do we have the double hungs and the casement windows and the standard, but we have all that, the great new windows from not only Marvin, but we have Sierra Pacific and, Minn Kota vinyl windows and
Hey, can I stop you for a second? Because you were talking about those doors. Tom Mainville was in maybe a year ago.
Right.
And you guys were talking about, it was the first time that you guys put those in. And,
right.
And again, the name of your company has solutions at the end. And,
right.
and they needed some help and an idea. And you walked in and said, hey, look, why don't we give this a shot? And Tom was so proud of that project.
Well, you know, as a person, as a just a person in general, I'm very proud to work with all my customers because I really try to surround myself with good people. I'm really proud to work with the people at Story Hill Renovations. They're just really good people. They do the right thing all the time. And we had a really good one of the cool things that they do, which is unique, is before the customer signs a contract, they have all their subcontractors, window and their suppliers, come in and do a walkthrough at the house. We take measurements. We get ideas. We really try to feel what the project is. So we do the right thing for the customer, and there's very little surprises. And when I went to this project on 75th or so in Wisconsin, it was a really small kitchen, and they had a sunroom on the back. And they had a 5 foot wide patio door, an aluminum patio door that went to the sunroom. And a 5 foot wide patio door, when it's open, it only opens about 20, 21 inches.
Right.
So it's not very big. And I said, how do you use this? And they said, well, when the grandchildren come over, the sunroom is kind of a part of the kitchen and everybody sits on the step here in between. And I said, well, wouldn't that be nice to open that whole thing up? And they said, yeah, we'd love to, but how? And I said, well, Marvin makes I can do a 5 foot wide one panel door. And we can slide it into a pocket in the wall. So instead of just that 5 foot total opening and you have a 20 inch wide
right.
hole when that door slides, we can slide that whole 5 foot panel into the wall and have a 5 foot opening.
Huge difference.
And it was an expensive door, but what it did, it was a huge difference. And that really spawned Story Hill to actually do that in another project in Franklin. And then they inspired another contractor to do that up on Lake Michigan in Sheboygan.
Wow.
So it's unbelievable when we think creatively what it can do.
Hey, speaking of that, and we've only got a couple of minutes in this segment before we go to a break. We had talked in our pre-show meeting about, you know, there are some things come this time of year when you're thinking about spring and
yeah.
some of the things you should do for your home
right.
come spring. And we talked about a lot of different NARI members, you know, are certainly talking to clients, potential clients, their existing clients, saying, hey, look, don't forget to do this. And I know Randy Miller's talking, you know, on your roof and your siding, make sure you take care of this.
Right.
And Jason's talking about, make sure you do this. I know you guys talk to people on an individual basis.
Right.
But to be able to talk a little bit about what people need to think about come springtime.
Yeah, I'm a window guy, but I'm a construction geek in general, and I love home ownership, and I love taking care of things. And you know, believe it or not, with it being daylight savings time tonight, we got we spring ahead. We lose an hour of sleep, but we're going to gain that hour of light. It's a good time. Always remember to change your smoke detector batteries. Check your carbon monoxide detector batteries. Do all that. That's a great rule of thumb to do. A couple of the things I like to do this time of the year, too, is I like to clean my dryer vent out. It's a great time to disconnect
Smart.
It, to suck
yep.
that out, clean any of the lint out of the dryer. Check your sump pumps, especially with this rain coming up tonight. It's a great time. Make sure that's working. Check your downspouts. Make sure that they're clear. You know, I'm a little over the top, but I snowblow it out around some of my downspouts last night to make sure that my water's going to run free out of there. And
smart.
You can do a few things now that take a little time, but hopefully they'll save some headaches down the road and keep your house safe.
We'll continue that kind of conversation. And also, I've got a number of, we're not going to get to all of them, but I've got a number of window questions for you. A couple of them from people here at Entercom Milwaukee that have asked if I could get your expert opinion.
Oh, I love it.
And we'll do that on the other side. This is the NARI Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
What will we do with the drunken sailor? What will we do with the drunken sailor? What will we do with the drunken sailor early in the morning? Way, hey,
let's Welcome way, back to the hey, McNary. The NARI Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Special in-studio guest and co-host this week, Matt Gesvin, Irish boy from Advanced Window and Door Solutions. Go to awads.biz, A-W-A-D-S, awads.biz, for more information on what they do and how they do it. They're located, showroom is located 121st in West Silver Spring, by appointment only. But you can give them a call, bring your contractor out, take a look at all the stuff that that they have to offer. A couple of window questions this segment with you, if that's okay with you.
Oh, fire away. I love them.
Hey, question number one, can a new construction window be used as a replacement window?
Yeah, that's often really confusing. A new construction window and a replacement window are generally very similar. And a lot of people, they think new construction windows can only be used in a new home. And generally, that's false. There's two different ways that we can replace a window in your home. We can come in and do what we call a full tear out, where we take off the outside trim, we take off the inside trim, and we rip out the old window frame and sash and everything and just get down to the studs. And then the window that we put in that opening is called a new construction window. It's got a nailing fin on the outside. We can flash it into your house, put new trim on it. On the outside, generally they insulate around the frame and then put new interior trim on. So that's a full frame replacement or a new construction window. Then go ahead. So then the other way you can install a window is called an insert style. And that's what typically people call a replacement window. And what you do with an insert style is actually, instead of ripping out all the old trim and ripping out the frame, you just take out the sash. Those are the pieces that hold the glass in.
Right.
And you get an opening frame and you insert this new window into your existing frame. So you lose a little glass size. You shrink your window a little bit because you're putting a window in an old window frame.
Correct.
The window costs are generally the same. New construction and replacement costs are the same for the window. Where you really save is the labor, because it's a lot less money to do an insert window. With the labor-wise, it takes, about an hour a window to do that.
New construction windows better than replacement windows?
They're generally the same. You know, they're like, so we deal with Marvin. They make the ultimate double-hung next generation, which is their full frame, and they make that in an insert window as well. So it's the exact same window. One's configured with a nailing fin to go in a new construction or a full frame replacement. And the other one is configured to be inserted inside of another frame. So generally, you don't get any other performance. The windows perform the same. The thing you got to look at is what we always say is, for air and water infiltration, generally when you do a new construction window and you're able to use the modern flashing tapes that are around to actually tape the window frame to the sheathing and the siding, that's where you get the best impact. Where you can actually get a little better water performance out of just doing the new construction tear out.
So a woman that I work with sent this over, and I told her to listen between 8:30 and 8:45, and I wanted her husband to listen as well.
Good. Well, good morning. Glad you're listening.
Can my husband replace our windows on his own? And let me give you a background story.
Okay.
He fancies himself as he's a nice guy. He's a fix-it kind of guy.
Okay.
He's about 50%, according to her. And the 50% where he's wrong, it always costs them more money to have a NARI member come in and fix it.
Right.
And he said, look, I've been online. I've been watching YouTube videos. I think I can do our own windows. He's got four windows in the back of their house that he wants to replace on his own.
Right.
And look, it's not something I would attempt. I'm wondering what your feeling on that is.
So I've had a lot of people want to do it, and I'll tell you, it's not out of the realm. If you're a handy person and you're not afraid, it's pretty overwhelming. And a lot of people, there's a lot of fear, because I'm putting a hole in my wall,
right?
And it's up to me to fill the hole back in before the night falls and before my wife divorces me. So there's this pressure there that,
okay, that's,
you know,
not going to happen, man. She loves this boy.
Oh, good. So, look, I think that if you're handy and you really take your time and you do things smart and you you can always call and consult me, and I can steer you in some right directions as far as some installation techniques and things. I think you really can do it. You know, a window is a lot easier when you get into some of the doors. I really recommend it to a professional. Sometimes you can get away with a window, but sometimes you're just better off calling a NARI member.
One of the first things that I said as we opened up the show was if you buy the most expensive window,
right,
and it's not put in correctly, it's a $4 piece of glass.
Right.
And so that's, well, look, he called and asked me, and I said, no, don't do it.
Well, you know, and I, you know, and I normally can kind of, I'll kind of interview a person and see what their skill level is, but, you know, Marvin Windows and Doors, a brand we have, do a lot of business with, they sell on their swinging French doors, the ones that swing in, 90% of the service calls they get for warranty service when they go out to the job, 90% of those are an installation issue. And that's even with certified contractors doing it. And it shows how important installation can be. So really with a door and things like that, I really don't recommend it. Sometimes with a window you can do it, but you know, Mike, you seem to know this couple, and if your gut's telling me,
my gut's,
I trust your gut, and I used to be a big do-it-yourselfer, and I love to do everything, and what I've realized is sometimes it's just better off to pay the professional to do what they do, and I can just work a little harder at what I do, so I make enough money to pay them.
Do you know why? Because they have the right, first of all, they've done it a million times, and they have the right tools. And so they're not, they know exactly what they need. Look, his deal is, he said, look, I'm going to put these four windows in, and then you have to invite me on that show so I can explain how I did it. And I said, no, I'm not going to do that because you may do it right and it may look right to you, but you know what, comes 6 months, do I have you back in when one falls out? Or you know? And he said, no, it's not going to happen.
Well, and I'll tell you, it's really interesting. We had the Skills USA competition at the State Fair Park, which is getting youth involved in the trades. It was a really neat thing where we have these groups of kids, high school kids from all over the state came in, and they competed and they were instructed beforehand, and then we give them a set of plans and they get to build this little area. And we can't coach them when they can't be coached once they start. And so there were 14 teams, and I walked around, and Sierra Pacific was so gracious enough to donate all the windows that the kids installed. And I was kind of looking around and how the kids installed them and how they used the flashing tape. And there were 14 different teams, and there were 14 different ways they all installed a window.
Really?
And yeah. And well, there might have been 13. I think two teams kind of did it somewhat right. So it is really interesting how these kids were taught and how people were taught and how they knew and they were really involved in this program and how contractors, and I see it day to day and day, and it's training and how people want to take training. And we kind of hit on this training, and we talked earlier about the differentiation in an area contractor. I try to put on learning programs through Advanced Windows and Doors a lot, and we try to get participation, and getting participation out is really tough from contractors, except when we call on NARI people. And it seems like NARI people are always want to learn. They always want to take it to the next step. They're always looking for the right way. Always questioning, hey, I know we've done it this way, but is that the right way?
Well, and look at what the story that you had talked about, and you've been in this business a long time, that you learned from a customer saying, wait a second, you know, don't you have integrity? Because I, you know, that's part of learning.
Right.
You know, that's part of, you won't say that to the next client. You're going to say, hey, look, there's a couple of ways you can do this.
Right.
You know, you can do it this way or do it this way. It's going to be up to you. Hey, two more questions before we get to a break. Triple pane windows, are they worth the cost in your estimation?
Well, you know, that's a great question.
Could you explain triple pane before we move on?
Yeah, triple pane glass is actually, so regular windows are dual pane, or there's two pieces of glass and there's one air space in between. A lot of times that space is filled with argon gas, and that's where that low E coating, that silver, sputtered silver coating that helps block out infrared and UV light, that's where that is applied, so it protects that coating. Triple glazed glass adds another piece of glass. So it's three pieces of glass. That's the triple glazed, and that's two air spaces. So that extra air space allows another area of argon, and we normally put argon gas in there because the argon gas molecules, it's very inexpensive, and they're a smaller molecule than the air molecule, so they transmit hot and cold less than air does. So when I got into this business 28 years ago, 27 years ago, it was really triple glazed really doesn't pay off unless you're in Canada. And then about a decade ago, they said, well, triple glazed really has a payoff if you're like central Wisconsin or north. And now a couple years ago, they came out and they said, well, Triple Glazed really has a payoff if you're Central Illinois and North. And that's been a harder one for me to swallow. We're selling more and more Triple Glazed glass. It is about, if you take your window, it adds about 20 to 30% to the cost of the whole window.
Okay.
So it adds significantly. It doesn't really add to the installation expense. It adds some weight to the window, so they have to have a little heavier mechanisms and things like that to carry it. But the people that I have sold it to, a lot of people, you don't hear anything unless it's bad news. You know,
correct,
they don't call you. But the people that I have sold Triple Glazed to, quite a few of them write a letter or call me and they say, we can't believe how warm the windows are. We can't believe how low our energy bills are. And we just had one that I heard from a contractor up in Sheboygan that they did some other home renovations. They changed their heating system, but they also went to triple glazed windows. And their energy bills were over $600 there a month in the winter for their heat and electric. They haven't had one over $200 yet this year.
Wow.
So, and it's really, that's a huge thing. And if you have really changes like that, and to my knowledge, that's not a typical savings.
Right.
But that's an incredible savings, and you can pay for that 20, 30% back really quickly.
Have they talked about, is there a reduction with noise when it comes to triple pane?
Well, there is slightly. However, it's counterintuitive. There's actually, you can get significant sound reduction more with dual glazed than you can with triple glazed. And what we do is, when triple glazed is, sound likes to travel through the same materials the same way. So when you get glass, three pieces of glass, the same thickness, the sound waves travel through it. If we change the thickness of one of the pieces of glass, that helps a little bit. But really what it helps is if we add a different material in there. So we add laminated glass, which is a piece of plastic sandwiched between two glass.
Oh, man.
And that knocks down the sound waves. So for the airport noise reduction program that we were very involved with, we supplied windows that had this sound
almost glass. Soundproof.
Yeah. And it really helps. And it's amazing what it can do. So if you have areas that face the street, it doesn't change the look of the windows, but we can do little tweaks to help really with sound. Doesn't have to be triple glazed.
I'm not sure that if you're going to buy a house over by the airport, right?
Well,
you're going to rent an apartment.
So every ticket,
I'm Layton.
Every ticket that you have at Mitchell, or it used to be, there's $15 that goes into a fund, and depending where you were, you'd get new roof vents, you'd get a new furnace, a new water heater, new insulation in your attic, and new windows that were all soundproof. And they did this in phases, and I don't think they've done a phase for a little while, but they had target areas, and then once all houses were done, they kind of moved out and branched out. But really, thousands of homes got this treatment at cost to every flyer that came in, every ticket that was sold at Mitchell. Pretty wild.
Yeah, we'll have that conversation in the break if I should be paying for somebody who's buying.
The Airport Area Noise Management Program is what it was called, the AANMP.
You know, I live a block from a firehouse.
Well, maybe you should start
something.
Maybe
I should start something that
we'll get together with.
We should get some new windows. There's got to be a fund for guys like me, don't you think?
We should start one.
There you go. Let's get to a break. Matt Gesvin, Advanced Window and Door Solutions, is my co-host and special guest. And he's as knowledgeable on this stuff as anybody I know. That's for sure. Go to awads.biz, awads.biz. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Oh, it is the biggest mix-up that you have ever seen. My father, he was orange, and my mother, she was green.
Never seen you dance like this, man.
Aye,
get back in the chair, pal. Welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern, alongside my co-host and special guest this week. He's Matt Gesvin, Advanced Window and Door Solutions, located 121st West Silver Spring Road. The showroom, beautiful, big showroom. If you go online, take a look at what they have in that showroom by appointment only. And for the people that we had asked the questions from here at the office, if you want to talk to Matt on Monday, you can call him at 414-462-6024. 462-6024. If you get a call, tell the guy not to put the windows in by himself.
Right.
Because I'm telling you, the girl I work with is not going to be happy that week or however long it takes them.
And, you know, it doesn't cost that much to have it done right. You know, it's not going to add that much more. And I'll tell you what, one of the things that all windows are made to order, and even the measuring of the windows is so important.
That's the key, man.
If you do it yourself, you own that window. And when it's about, you know, 12 hours in after you order it, we can't cancel it. We can't do it. And if you get it in and it doesn't fit, well, you have to try again. If a contractor doesn't, it doesn't fit, he has to try again and he owns it. So just from that liability standpoint, it seems like good sense to call a NERI contractor.
Hey, I know you're a window guy, but you're a construction guy as well. And one other question I got from a guy here at Entercom Milwaukee, he said, ask Matt. And I said, I don't know if he'll give us that answer or not. Is it better? Right now, financially, they're going to do one of two things. They're going to replace their windows on the lower level of their home, or they're going to replace their siding, which needs to be replaced.
Right.
He said, financially, we can't do both. Which should we start with and why?
So in my experience, it's a good idea to start with your windows, and here's why. We talked in the previous segment about the two different ways to install windows. You can do an insert window, or you can do a full-frame tear-out. Doing a full-frame tear-out really... you know, you get that extra water mitigation. You can flash these windows properly. And that's the first thing you do. So you tear off the trim around this window. You pull out your old window. You put in this new window. You could do your flashing tape and maybe put the trim around these windows back to your old siding. Have that temporarily done, but that would all be done. And then when you're ready for your siding project, you'd pull those old trim boards off or whatever. Your windows are all properly flashed and everything's ready to go. But in the procedural steps of it going on, and like if you'd see a new construction, definitely they put the windows in before the siding. Same thing would happen with your house. You'd want those windows to go in before your siding.
Ideally, if you could do them both. I mean, ideally, if you could get them both done at the same time, that's the best way to do it.
Right, and that's what we do with a lot of our contractors, that the NERI contractors that I work with. They do, they sell windows and siding and roofing too a lot of times. And it's a good thing where they'll come in, they'll do windows and siding, they'll come in and they'll install the windows, they'll do the trim, and then right after the window installation, they'll come in, they'll do the siding and tie everything together, make sure everything's flashed and caulked and sealed. And, you know, water is a four-letter word in the building industry,
bet.
And it's the most litigated thing out there, I believe, just anecdotally, I guess. I haven't done the research, but it's amazing how much trouble water can do, and it's a lot of times you don't see the damage it's doing until it's way too late and the damage is done. So with these new flashing tapes and these new ways to mitigate water damage, I think it's really important to really focus on that. And I would do the windows first, and it's not just because I sell the windows.
Right. How often should you replace windows in your expert opinion? And I guess depending on the window and how they're installed, but if somebody asks you, is there a set time? Is there a kind of an estimate time? But how often should you replace your windows?
Well, that's a great question because, you know, people always say, hey, I live in a 1910 house and it's got the original windows and they still work fine. How long will these windows last? And I'll say definitely not 108 years.
Right.
These will not. The glass technology really in the last decade or in the last two decades has really come a long way as far as we really know that optimum space to put in between the glass. We really know we've got the low E coating. So, I'm circling around your question, but really it depends on a case-by-case basis. A lot of times windows built in the 70s and 80s, we really thought we had things down. But a lot of the time, the technology we had was pretty lousy. So I always say it's time to replace the windows when they don't function very well. You notice air leaking. You notice rotting sills, things like that. You kind of have frost.
Right.
You have to do an overall evaluation. I always look for, and I take a sharp knife. I open up the windows, and I just poke at the sill a little bit. See if that sill is soft. Because if you're leaking water and your sill is leaking water, you're actually leaking water into your wall. You're creating more of a problem. Hey, that's a great time to replace your window. So there's a lot of things that kind of go into that. And that being said, I've had some Marvin windows that we sell. I've been out at a job site and I've seen some 35-year-old Marvin windows that are in great shape still. I wouldn't replace them. But then again, I've gone to some homes that are 7-8 years old and had some inexpensive windows in there, and they all needed to be replaced.
Right.
So
it really varies.
There's no magic number, unfortunately.
No doubt. Hey, the again, tour remodel homes for Nary coming up May 18th and 19th, and the Aurora Cancer Care House fundraiser May 17th. Raising money for a great cause. The Aurora Cancer Care House is a wonderful cause for us to raise money for. Tour remodel homes May 18th and 19th, and it's not up yet, but coming soon on the Nary website at narymilwaukee.org, the tour map, the right. homes of the tour, and again, plan that.
And map that out, because this
isn't
like,
good idea.
This isn't like a parade of homes where they're all in one subdivision. These are spaced out throughout the community, so you're really going to want to look at that map, figure out a great plan of attack, and make a day or two of it. It's really important to go out and see these homes, meet these contractors, meet the homeowners, and really it's the best way to see what you're going to get for yourself.
Some of the best projects that Nary members did in 2018.
Right.
And what happens is they say, look, I'd love to be able to showcase this. They talk to the homeowner, how you feeling about having some people come into your house? And for 2 days, people are walking through the house, taking a look at the projects. And it's just a wonderful event, raising money for a wonderful cause.
It's great.
Matthew, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
Mike.
Next Sunday.
Yep.
Next Sunday.
Next
you're
Sunday.
Full
well,
green.
Tonight's the big night, people. We got a big night to get through tonight.
I agree.
You're
going to
do great, Coach.
I hope
you're
so.
You're going to do great.
Man,
you got your game face on already.
I got it on, but I'm nervous. So thank you for that.
All right.
Thanks for listening. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM. The Fan.